This is WKAR Online. One of this year's Michigan notable books is In Stitches, the memoir of Dr. Anthony Yoon. He's a graduate of Michigan State University's College of Human Medicine with a plastic surgery practice in Troy. Yoon grew up in Greenville, Michigan, the son of Korean parents in an otherwise all-white town. In Stitches takes readers from his childhood through medical school and into his medical practice. Along with his book, he's received attention for making numerous appearances on national TV shows. Yoon will talk about the book at the East Lansing Public Library on Thursday. He told WKAR's Scott Pohl that he thinks the Michigan notable books are just that, notable, and not necessarily the best.
My feeling is that they picked mine because it was based in Michigan, because it did have some national recognition. And they really wanted, I think, have a wide range of books that would appeal to the general population.
Let's tell people a little bit about the book then. You grew up in Michigan in a community where your family was the only non-white family in the town, went to school at Michigan State, and then went on to a medical career.
Yeah, so the book really is my story about 4 years, really, at Michigan State Medical School, and how it transformed me from being really kind of a glorified college kid to becoming that guy that walks into a patient's room and they say, oh, thank God he's here. So how does that process happen? You know, a lot of people watch shows like Grey's Anatomy and House, and they think they have an idea of what it's like, but most of those are not written by doctors. They're written by writers and people who've not been through it. So with the book In Stitches, I wanted to really expose the underbelly, the truth of what it's like to go through medical school and to kind of transform, once again, from that college kid to a doctor. And my medical school is at Michigan State, so there's a lot of professors and people that students may actually recognize.
Would someone reading your book find both hard-hitting, serious stories and passages, as well as some laughs within the pages of your book?
Yeah, and I think that's what I've been most appreciative of the reviews. I mean, people tell me I laughed, you know, out loud, yet there are parts of it that I cried. And I think it's like real life. I mean, real life, there are laughs, there are times that are cringe-inducing, and then there are times that are really sad. So there are a lot of patient stories in my book, stories about the patients who really changed my life. Some of them are actually funny. There's a lot of humor in medicine, and I wanted to bring that part of it out. And part of it is just kind of the hijinks of medical students and what we do in even outside of the classroom and outside the hospital. But there are also patients in there, patients that really struck me, patients that touched me, and some patients that even shocked me. You know, there were patients who tried to physically attack me in the book. And then there are patients that I let down, you know, that I felt that maybe I could have done more.
So how did your career evolve from your practice to being a TV personality and writing on a number of websites? How did that happen?
Well, when I first started my practice, I actually spent a year out in Beverly Hills where I worked with a top-named Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. And it got me a segment on the show Dr. 90210 back in 2004. And that kind of got me started with the enjoyment of the TV aspect of the industry. But once I got back to Michigan to start out my own practice, I found myself without any patients, without any money, without any friends, and a ton of school loans. And so I had a lot of time on my hands, and I came to this epiphany that there's never been a book written about becoming a doctor that I thought that was funny, that was truthful, and that wasn't written to glorify the actual doctor. I mean, most of the books written about medical school and becoming a doctor are kind of the top 10 patients whose lives I've changed. You know, it's written from that type of a serious tone. And like life is not always serious, and that's what I wanted to write. And I had some time because I was not very busy starting out. And it took me a good 3 years, 3 to 4 years to even finish the manuscript and get it out there. And so now my television appearances have really helped to prop the book up as well and to get news about it.
Well, I'm hoping I don't have to point out to our listeners the pun within the title of the book.
Hopefully not. It's funny. And I've had so many emails and calls from people saying, you know, it was 2 a.m. and I woke my husband up because I was lying in bed reading your book laughing. And it's just the greatest feeling when you hear stories like that.